Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
PB, how are you today?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. You know, you seem a little fired up.
Not too long ago, I started a new website, and I was getting comments on it, and something funny happened. There were some compliments that I was getting.
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, cool, you know?
That's nice.
Yeah. I mean, everybody likes that. And so I was approving those comments, but my webmaster, the guy who really knows what's up, looked at those comments and then told me, hey, I think you're approving spammers' comments. And like, that's not good because the links to their websites and stuff are, you know, connected to you.
No bueno.
So I wanted to share with you some of the comments since I've learned.
These are the actual comments? What?
Yeah. These are actual. I'm reading quotes from comments on my blog. Nice to read your blog.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. This is a very good read for me. Should confess that you are simply one of the very best bloggers. Thanks for posting this informative article.
Come on, a red flag on that one.
Yeah, right. Informative article? Wait a minute. I don't think writing articles and they're not informative. Many thanks for your website. I really like what you're doing here.
Dead giveaway. Nobody says many thanks, but I might start.
It's actually a cool and useful piece of info. I am satisfied that you shared this helpful info with us. Please keep us up to date like this. Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
I really appreciate this post. I've been looking all over for this. Thank goodness I found it on Bing. You've made my day. Thanks again.
That's the most obvious.
Yeah.
Who uses Bing? Come on.
I am often blogging, and I really appreciate your content. The article has really piqued my interest. I am going to bookmark your site and keep checking for new information.
Yeah, you get the best readers.
I do. I'm not easily impressed, but you've done it with that posting. If only there were more clever people like you. Now, that's my favorite one right there.
Okay.
I like that one.
Yeah.
But, you know, I noticed something once I discovered what was happening. They're trying to get away with something by being general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not saying a thing specific to what was written or any type of giveaway. It's just very generic and general, complimentary, but not real specific. Occasionally, some of the spammers are specific, and it's like, you know, right away.
Do you have some of those?
Yeah. Hi, Scott. Well, my name's not Scott.
Wow.
So
yeah, it's right there on the site, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it goes on and says, I'm in a journalism class and want to interview you about grocers' pricing strategies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just obviously I'm not Scott, and I don't know who you're talking to, but not me.
Yeah.
And then another one, black truffle salt. Oh, my. I bought some truffle salt a few months ago and have been in heaven with it.
Wow, that's very mystic.
Yeah. And then here's another one. Buy cheap cigarettes online, duty-free tobacco.
Well, you had to do that. I mean, you had to click on that.
Yeah. So those were obvious. They were giveaways, you know? Like, it was clear who they were and what they were, what their agenda was. But it brings me to this topic today that I want to just talk for a few moments about, which is vague affection.
Mm-hmm.
Being vague, not specific with praise and compliments, eventually leads people to feel both loved and worthless.
Hmm.
It's kind of a bad duo right there.
Mm-hmm.
Things like, you're amazing. God has amazing plans for your life. You're awesome, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the bro one really is the worst
bro.
Because it's sort of like, maybe I don't know your name.
Yeah.
You know, you're awesome, bro. I can't even begin to describe how incredible whatever is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the words.
That's interesting.
I love him to death. I can't tell you how much I love whatever. So here's the thing. I think that is so lame because you can. Go ahead. Do it. When somebody says, I can't tell you how much I love whatever, well, give it a stab.
Yeah. Like, right.
Just do a little.
Try it.
Yeah. Give us something, man.
Uh-huh.
Like, for instance, you love what?
Yeah.
Or you love why?
Yeah.
I just think maybe we should be more general when it comes to our complaints. Like, yeah, that just wasn't my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I was probably having an off day. You know, like, just be general there, but specific when it comes to praise. Mm-hmm. Think of specific things. Maybe you need to write a little list first and think of some things that you can say or give examples. I like it when you said this, or I like it when you did that. There's someone recently in our church that I have been telling, you're my favorite. And, you know, it's kind of warm and fuzzy, and it's surprised. It's an elderly lady. You know, I don't know why I want to let her know that I love her and think about her and stuff. But I realized I'm doing the same thing. Like, I need to tell her why she's my favorite. Right. And it's because she listens. She comes up to me after services with tears in her eyes and says, Pastor, did you preach that just for me?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I just need to tell her, like, you're my favorite because you listen, and, you know, obviously you're still hearing from God and responding.
You're tenderhearted.
Yeah. So I think when we do the vague affection thing, we're like the spammers. We're trying to get away with something, you know, trying to slip something through.
Yeah.
And I think we need to be specific. That's the whole point. Let's not have people feel loved and worthless with our vague affection, but be specific. And tell them why and what it is that you like about them.
Yeah, I really love this post. this podcast.
It's amazing.
Yeah, bro.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.